أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا إن كتاب الفجار لفي سجين وما أدراك ما سجين كتاب مرقوم ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. In the previous ayats we read that Allah Ta'ala warned us of the day of Qiyamah, what a severe and difficult and hard day that will be. And Allah, it is Allah's kindness that He has warned us so that we can be aware of it and we live our lives accordingly. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, Kalla inna kitab al-fujjari lafi sijjin. Hargiz nahi. That the matter of the akhirat is a very severe matter and a person should consider it very, very seriously and prepare for it accordingly. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Inna kitab al-fujjari lafi sijjin. Beshak amal nama gunahgaru ka sijjin mein hai. Undoubtedly, the record of deeds of the sinners, and sinners are here really referred to the non-believers, their record of deeds will be in sijjin. It is narrated in the hadith that when a righteous person is going to pass away, a believer who did righteous deeds, then malaika come and sit around him on whom noor is befalling all the time. And he witnesses the scene. And then in a very nice, soft and kind way, they tell him, the ruh that come out now, Allah wants you. And then the ruh happily comes out also. And as it travels on its journey, the malaika also say, what a blessed ruh this is. And how much of noor there is on it. And what a wonderful fragrance there is. Then it is mentioned also in the hadith, it goes up to Allah Ta'ala, makes sajda in front of Allah. And Allah says that put this ruh and the na'mai amal also in tilliyin. That is in the freedom of the akhirah, freedom of Jannah. And now, according to the various stages of a person, we read in the riwayat that that person, this ruh, it flies around in the, Allah puts it in a bird, the ruh is in a bird and it flies around there enjoying all the enjoyments which are there and of great freedom. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with this. On the other hand, the non-believers, that were at the time of their maut, then the farishtas of azab come there. And in a very hard and severe way, the ruh is taken out. First of all, the ruh does not want to come out. It sees that what is difficulties and hardships it's going to. But it has to come out. And then it is ordered that it must be put into sijjin. Sijjin is either or the lowest place in this earth. Sijjat actually is a jail, and it will be in this jail here and Allah's jail. The jails of this dunya, may Allah protect us all. But what about the jail of Allah Ta'ala? And this will be the most severe jail. It is right at the bottom of the earth, and according to riwayat, right at the bottom of Jahannam. And then this person is put there, his record of deeds, his ruh is there, which is a very, very difficult and hard place. The person can't move there at all. There is fire adab, there is the snakes and all the poison of all the scorpions, etc. And also all the other types of adab, of blaming one another, fighting with one another. May Allah protect us all totally. For that we should appreciate the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran, and that Allah has given us this to inform us of what is coming in front so that we can safeguard ourselves. So Allah Ta'ala says that these people, وَدَّنَ عَمَا عَمَالْ the arwah will be there in sijjin. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينَ اور تجھ کو کیا خبر ہے کیا ہے سجین. And do you even know what is the sijjin? Allah Ta'ala wants to make it dawn upon us very clearly. So Allah Ta'ala is again asking. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Kitabu marqoom. Ek daftar hai, likha hua. Record of all your deeds. In other words, in a sense, that even if you want to forget what you had done, you won't be able to forget. It will be there that you did this and you did that. May Allah reward our mashayikh, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to discuss these very difficult and hard subjects, then he should say, Illa man tab. However, a person who makes tawbah sincerely, then Allah Ta'ala himself destroys all his files also. And there is no record of it all. So Allah has left open the doors of tawbah by which we can come to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in a pure and clean form, regularly, not only verbally tawbah, but sincerely, that we come out of all our gunas, recognize our gunas, come out of them and become sincerely the true servants of Allah Ta'ala. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيْلُنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. خرابی ہے اس دن جھٹلانے والوں کی. On that day, the day of Qiyamah, and the day when the ruh will come out of the body, there will be great destruction for those who falsified and denied the Akhirah. They denied the day of Qiyamah. Or verbally we accept it, but practically in our actions, we're still going against it all the time. So we should believe in it also, and that is a great, great thing, just to believe in the Akhirah, that it is a reality. And the perfection of it is that we make our lives also totally according to that. May Allah, out of His great mercy and kindness, while we have got the time, that we prepare for that day and we go successfully to Allah Ta'ala and to the Akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana.